Good morning. My name is Bala Natarajan. Today, I am with my colleague, Sharad Kailasam. We both are from Windows networking team working on the next version of Windows Direct Access. Good morning, Sharad. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, Bala. Thanks for having me. Today, I'm going to show you the remote access deployment experience, including Direct Access and traditional VPN that we're making available in Windows 8. It does assume a certain base level of knowledge of Direct Access and the benefits it provides. If you've never heard of Direct Access or aren't familiar with the scenarios it solves for, I suggest going to www.directaccess.com and watching the introduction video before you go ahead and watch this video. To start with, I'm going to do a live demo of the new and improved Direct Access deployment experience and will give you an overview of the enhancements we've made. The key thing we've done is made the setup experience for Direct Access very simple. We have a new wizard flow targeted at the IT generalist that literally takes four clicks of the mouse to get Direct Access deployed and working. We've greatly minimized the number of touch points for the IT administrator, and wherever possible, we've introduced smart defaults, which are appropriate for the vast majority of deployments. Let me show you the demo of the simplified setup experience, what we call our Express Wizard in action.
Yes, I would like to see that now.
To set some context before we dive into the demo, I have a Hyper-V environment which I've used to simulate a Direct Access deployment environment. This involves a Direct Access server sitting at the edge of the enterprise network joined to a domain, and there are other enterprise resources joined to the domain within the enterprise network. I also have a Direct Access client sitting on a simulated home network behind a NAT device, which is then connected to the simulated internet. So let's go ahead and dive into the demo. What you see in front of you right now is the remote access management console. This is running on the Direct Access server placed on the edge of the enterprise network. To start with, I'm going to click on the link which says configured using the Express Wizard. The first step is to pick the type of deployment you want. You can choose to deploy just Direct Access, just the traditional VPN functionality, or both. It's important to understand that with Windows 8, you can manage your VPN and Direct Access deployments from the same unified management console. In essence, all your remote access client needs can be met on a single server with the experience we're providing. For the purposes of this demo, I'm going to choose to deploy only Direct Access. The next step in the wizard is a prerequisite checking process where the environment is examined and various other things like the permissions needed for Direct Access deployment are verified. The next step in the wizard is where the IT administrator gets to pick the deployment topology. We've introduced two new supported topologies in addition to the existing topology where the Direct Access server is multi-homed and located on the edge of the enterprise network. The new supported topologies are the back topology, where the Direct Access server is deployed behind a NAT device in the DMZ of the enterprise network. And the second one is a single network adapter, where the Direct Access server has only one network adapter, which is joined to the domain of the enterprise network. In this case, I'm going to pick the edge deployment topology. On clicking Next, I'm presented with a page to confirm my settings and click Finish. And that's all there is to it. With a few clicks of the wizard populated with smart defaults, I'm now able to deploy Direct Access. I'm going to click Finish, and what's happening now is that the Direct Access policies are being authored in Active Directory within Group Policy Objects. It's also important to note that the management console is layered on top of PowerShell, and therefore all the capabilities exposed in the UX are also available in PowerShell. This means that an administrator who's more comfortable with scripting has the option to use PowerShell and get the same desired end result in a Direct Access deployment as when it is done through the management console. And that is really all that needs to be done. With a few simple clicks through a wizard populated with smart defaults, I'm now set up and running on Direct Access. And there, as you can see, the wizard completed successfully.
Could you give us a little context on what influenced these enhancements in Direct Access for Windows 8?
Certainly, Bala. Customers were very excited by the Windows 7, Windows 2008 R2 offering of direct access, as evidenced by the number of production deployments. However, the offering was more focused on the large organizations who have IT specialists on staff. In Windows 8, we wanted to extend the reach of direct access into small and medium-sized businesses who most likely only have IT generalists on staff.
That is great. But how did you go about accomplishing this? Could you provide an insight into the underlying technologies that made this possible?
Absolutely. The first thing we did is to remove a dependency on the need for a public key infrastructure. We still support it, though. Direct access clients can now talk to domain controllers securely and retrieve the necessary credential information to proceed with authentication without the need for client certificates. Also, the deployment of public key infrastructure typically introduced delays in the deployment timeline on the order of 6 months for our direct access customers who didn't have this before, and therefore it just pushed out the time for deployment of direct access. Further, by removing the dependency on public key infrastructure, we were able to simplify the security policy architecture and alleviated the need to manage security policies on an ongoing basis. The second thing we did was to remove the requirement to have two consecutive public IPv4 addresses to be able to participate in direct access. With IPv4 address space depletion complete, it's increasingly difficult for organizations to get two consecutive IPv4 addresses from their ISPs, and even when it is possible, the cost is prohibitively high in many geographies for it to make business sense. For example, in Australia, it costs upwards of $2,000 a month to be able to secure consecutive public IPv4 addresses. By removing this requirement, we've made it possible for customers to deploy direct access without incurring any additional costs. Finally, we've introduced a DNS64 NAT64 component that enables direct access clients to access IPv4 only resources within the corporate network. This enables the enterprise to deploy direct access without having to make any changes to their enterprise network. I'd like to reiterate one very important point. Absolutely no changes are needed to the infrastructure in the enterprise network. Direct access just works with whatever infrastructure is already available in the enterprise network. No additional changes are necessary.
Wow, you have really made it simple for organizations to deploy direct access. I do think that small and medium customers will deploy direct access and take advantage of the newer enhancements in Windows 8. Thank you very much for walking me through these new enhancements.
Thank you, Bala.